I just want to get into a little bit what you think you'll be doing in 2021.
2021, I would say the first half of the year, we'll be monitoring revenues, be sure that our estimates for the revenue we'd be collecting were meeting their mark. We're kind of conservative on our estimates, so I would anticipate that being one of the big things, knowing if we need to adjust the budget, if we fall short of our revenue projections, and the sooner we learn that, the better off we can deal with that. The other thing would be is trying to assist and help in any way we can to get the community vaccinated for the coronavirus. Till we get that under control, new strategies and new plans for the community are kind of put on the back burner because we just can't operate and do the business as normal. So I would anticipate the first half of the year being that, and I'm hoping by summertime or into the fall, perhaps we have a vast majority of the community has their vaccines and we can get back, start returning to a more normal lifestyle that we're used to.
Hmm. Have you discussed any strategies for how you're going to do that?
Well, I've met with the mayor multiple times, and he and the administration are on top of it. What other things that we can do? Well, where we need to be ready and able is to step up if they need help, you know, helping check people in, working the places where the vaccines will be administered if they need help with those kind of things.
Obviously, as a Republican, you're in the minority on the council, and yet they still elected you president. Can you give me some thoughts on why that is?
One of the things that I realized early on in my campaign, that while everything we do is focused on trying to win the election, the personal journey of doing that is really, it's remarkable, the amount of people that you meet. And candidates from both parties, other candidates from both parties, are part of that process. And I just try to, every day, do what I could to help my chances of being elected. And part of that was getting to know all the other people involved in the process. Well, in the course of doing that through the campaign, I became friendly with virtually every council candidate. And that put me in a position that once I was successful, it gave me a chance that some of the new council members, before we were sworn in, had opportunities to sit and discuss the future. And it just so happened that I was elected to a council. It was two Republicans and seven Democrats. The idea is that we all have the same goals in mind, to make Evansville better, a place to live, figure out how to best finance government to provide the most needs for the most people. And I found I had a lot of common ground with some of the candidates from the other party. I mean, ultimately, we all want what's best for Evansville. So that's what we found. We have some common ground and have worked together to kind of vet out subjects and issues as we came along. So it was a surprise last night when I heard that a Republican hadn't led council for over 40 years. And I didn't realize the magnitude of it. But there's just a core, a group of the council people that we work together, and we're all helpful, and we all don't always agree, but we always hash things out prior to meetings so that we can deal with it in a more civil manner. And we just have a group that we've developed trust and confidence in each other, and that was the group that nominated and seconded my nomination for president, and then ultimately had enough votes to win. So it's just something that grew out of working together with other council members, regardless of party.
There have been some contentious issues in 2020 before the council and some fairly acrimonious debate at times.
Right.
How do you get past that?
I think what you do is you don't let it escalate to the point. I think we had a couple of occasions where I felt like it needed to be reeled in sooner than it was. I'm sure at the end of this year there'll be times where people tell me, well, you know, if you'd have reeled that in quicker, it wouldn't have happened. But I think you just have to remind people that they don't need to yell, they don't need to make derogatory comments, they need to keep it civil. The whole idea is that you want to have a spirited debate, but you don't want to offend people and leave marks that the next time a conversation comes up, it's harder to have a civil debate because of a previous acrimony. So keeping a lid on it a little bit, as people's emotions start rising, the president can step in and slow that down and hopefully temper that, try to keep it in a more civil discourse. So that's one of the things that, I mean, I don't think an issue will pass where I don't take my opportunity to make my opinion known. When the conversation begins, as president, you're kind of the moderator, and you set the tone and texture, and I'll be paying a lot of attention to the conversation, the body language, things that are going on, and I will try to step in and make a comment to hopefully prevent that from getting escalated too far.
Thank you. Now, our newly elected City Council President, Ron Bean, thanks for your time.
You're welcome.